Warning. This podcast is extremely offensive to those who take themselves too seriously, those who have no sense of humor, those who are thin-skinned, those who think they're better than everyone else, those who are narrow-minded, those who are different, those who are not different, animal lovers, animal haters, animals in general, religious types, the poor, the rich, the middle class, and actual or mythical creatures. If you are experiencing any tension, offensiveness, defensiveness, thoughts of grandeur, headaches, chest pain, oily discharge, pus balls, family drama, and or labor pains, then please refrain from listening to this podcast and any future ramblings from Perspire, its members, and any of their affiliates. It is imperative that you consult a medical physician, a fortune teller, a bank teller, a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a pathologist, a priest, or a ghostbuster if you are starting to have any my feelings got hurt sensations. You have been warned.
Perspire, a group whose roots date back to 1989, comprised of various members of various ages and backgrounds. Originally established in Northern California, the group now encompasses Southern California, Nevada, and Minnesota. This group has had multiple adventures throughout its history, including an annual kickball event. What started off as teenagers hanging out has grown into something so much more special. The name Perspire came about due to others who saw them as a cover boy band. The group had an undeniable tendency to sing karaoke quite randomly, but only seemed to know the choruses. The group ran with the moniker, and it stuck through all this time.
Everybody to our new podcast. Turn it up real loud and get off your ass. You'll be entertained with the stories we got, and you'll be sweating cause we're Spire, be making you hot. You got J-Rock, L, Red and Fro. We got Dre and Ordy B, and they ready to roll. We got Black E-Man, Dwayne and Who, AJ and L John, about to get y'all shook. So put your hands together and release the sweat. Perspire's in full effect, don't you ever forget.
Hold on, you learned an important lesson today. It's what?
Cut your nails before you scratch your balls.
Okay. What did you do today? What did you do to your balls that require this?
I gave myself new stretch marks, basically, on my nutsack. looks like a tiger. Looks like tiger skin.
Looks like a tiger, he said.
It looks like a tiger right
now. You could just say that you were attacked by a cougar.
That's yes, a terrible, cougar. Dude. What? You know what? It was just a man being a man. That's what happened.
That's all.
That's all. Oh, God. That must not have felt good at all.
No. It was like one of those things where it was just like, it was a light scratch, and then I was like, oh, you know, let me scratch over here, and I was like, ah, goddamn. Not fucking cool.
Alright. Well, it looks like it's just going to be us three tonight. Just wanted to talk a little bit about some things that have happened recently. You know, of course, we just had kickball 2 weekends ago. And then this past weekend was, look, finally, football season. I'm honestly excited for football season. I know we all have our differences about football season right now, and I get it. But I definitely want to be able to talk about at least the positives, because both of our teams won. And though one of the teams was a little bit uglier than the other, a win's still a win, and it still feels good. So,
well, I mean, week one, let's face it, week one in football is not the best week in football.
No, everyone's rusty. Everyone's coming off injuries. You know, they've only played football for a month, you know, with preseason. And they're all still trying to get all the kinks out, especially since technically Garoppolo's still a brand new quarterback, right? He didn't really get to play last year other than, what, those four games.
Yeah.
You know, and then Derek Carr had a pretty, I mean, you know, comparatively speaking, Derek had a pretty shitty season last year, too.
And
look what he did, you know, last night. So let's talk real fast about, like, some of the positives with the Raiders, man. Honestly, I was watching the game last night, and the only thing I can think of, Al, is since you're a resident Raider fan, they looked good. They looked really good. Carr was throwing up some impressive numbers. Your rookie, what's his name, Josh Jacobs?
Yeah, Josh Jacobs.
He had more than 100 yards and two touchdowns in his debut.
Last time it was done was
LaDainian Tomlinson. Said, yeah, that's
back in like 2001, I think.
That is impressive numbers. However, I have to kind of rein on the parade a little bit. Is it that the Raiders felt like they had something to prove? Or is the Broncos defense just that bad?
I think it was a combination of both. I mean, in all reality, okay, I'm going to say the exact same thing, or I'm going to start this conversation the same way Derek Carr did about the Antonio Brown. Let's get the elephant out of the room. All right, so during the whole preseason,
I wasn't trying to bring it up. You brought it up.
I know. We almost have to.
All right.
If we're going to talk about week one football, you almost have to talk about Antonio Brown.
Okay.
I mean, it's the elephant in the room. So as far as the Raiders are concerned, Antonio Brown wasn't even around during practice. Right. So with that being said, when they came out onto the field, it's not like it was a discouragement. It's not like they ever had him in the first place. So in my eyes, it really didn't matter if he was there or not. It's like what Derek Carr said. It's awesome if he would have been there. It's awesome that he's not. It really didn't matter. It's not like he was there during practice, during preseason, nothing. So to them, it was just, if anything, it was a statement game because it was a division game. As far as the Broncos went, you saw my text. I thought the Broncos would have won that game. Their coach, Fangio, he did an excellent job as far as his defensive schemes go in the past, which is why I thought the Broncos were probably going to win that game. That we had Gabe Jackson out. Colton Miller is essentially just a second-year player still. Right. Incognito's out. I was thinking that Von Miller and Chubb was gonna just kill it,
and that's what everyone was that's what everyone was expecting, a lot more out of Von Miller and Chubb to run over your guys' O line. And honestly, you guys protected Carr really well.
Really,
I was really impressed at how well they played, considering the kind of defensive minded individual Fangio is. Man, he's the one that gave us our defense back in the Harbaugh day. So you're expecting top-notch, defense coming out of that coach. But the Raider offense was just, honestly, it was just too much for them. And they looked good. The Raiders looked very good. I was impressed. I was genuinely impressed. And it was actually an enjoyable game for me to watch, man. I really liked it, and I'm glad that they did as good as they did last night.
Sure. And you know what? As much as I liked watching that Raider Bronco game, man, that Texas and Saints game.
Oh, dude.
I
was watching. The last the last 6 or 7 minutes of that game at a bar. But we left. There was only 2 minutes left. I'm like, New Orleans has it. And then that whole thing happened, and you're like, holy shit, are you serious?
Right.
I did not see that until I got home, and by then, that's when I think you text, holy crap, that Houston-New Orleans game, and I had to go online to see what happened, and the whole everything that happened about that was just a big clusterfuck right there.
What? I mean, to me, it literally felt like it was a playoff game I was watching. What it felt like.
It was insane.
It was insane. It was
really
insane.
Was. Texans, I mean, they shouldn't be going into the locker room holding their heads down, or they
For
should.
Sure.
But, I mean, they fought hard. They fought they real did. Hard. And
they fought really hard against a playoff contention team.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, week one was full of, honestly, I'm just like, yes, football's back in. Unfortunately, there's this whole political thing going on, this political shadow going over football right now. Let's throw that to the side, just for the fans of football. This first weekend was really fun, no matter what. A lot of oohs, a lot of ahs, a lot of craziness. That Ravens game against Miami.
Oh, man.
That was insane. I couldn't watch it because, I was watching the Chiefs game, but just every 5 minutes, it's like, holy shit, they're scoring. They're scoring.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson only threw the ball, 22 or 23 times, connected
Something
16
like that.
Times,
yeah.
but went for over 300 yards.
He was what? An amazing quarterback.
That's fucking crazy. I can only imagine what's going to happen with that kid as time goes on. But again,
he's pretty good for a running back, right?
Is that what he is?
No, that's
yeah,
what
he was a running back, right?
No, he wasn't. But people thought that he couldn't play quarterback, so that's why they kept on. That's why he said on the press conference, like, I did pretty good for a running back, right? And then just to talk shit to the
to all the reporters that were talking shit about him and the way he does things, right?
Yeah.
Man, it was fun. Week one was fun, and it's always fun. I can't wait to see what's going to happen this season. I'm really looking forward to a lot more football. I mean, I'm honestly involved in two fantasy leagues, and we have this new COO at our company who's this diehard Cowboy fan. So now it's like I have someone to make fun of, but I need to really tread lightly because he could fire me. But
oh, fuck that.
For what? Hey, fire you for what?
Just for talking shit about the Cowboys. Not saying he's gonna fire me. I'm not saying that for real.
How about this?
He's got the power too.
my boss is a hardcore Bronco fan.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I fucking won tacos.
That's right. Your $5 got you those tacos. By the way, how were they?
Oh, disgusting.
Nice.
Disgustingly wonderful.
Disgusting. Okay, here. Are those Burger King tacos, do they taste the same as the Jack in the Box tacos?
Well, it's been a long time since I had Jack in the Box tacos, but from what I can remember, they're identical.
That's crazy because I remember when Wendy's changed their French fries, all of a sudden Burger King's French fries started tasting like Wendy's French fries. So there's some shit going on in the back. Whatever, whenever things change, it's just funny how all these fast food chains kind of taste and use the same food. And whatever. It's still like gross 2 o'clock in the morning food nonetheless wherever you go, right?
I don't know. The only two fries I ever would love to eat are McDonald's fries and In-N-Out fries. All the other fries, nah, not for me.
Nah. McDonald's is always going to be the staple, but I think Wendy's, I think they have some good fries. But anyone else, if they have onion rings, I go straight to the onion rings and I bypass fries. All the time.
Okay. Do you like breaded onion rings or do you like battered onion rings?
At a sit down restaurant, I like battered.
Ooh. But especially the big ass onion rings. Yeah, yes. The battered ones are good. But then battered like ones. When they're small, the breaded is good. Yeah.
Breaded is fine.
Hey, no. Okay, was it like this for you guys over like? Because I remember East Union had some bomb ass fries. Was it like that? For like all of the Manteca School District,
Manteca High had some really good fries. Also,
yeah, it was like it was hella crispy.
Yep. Thick. Yes. And they were thick. They were thicker than like restaurant. Yeah, but we all had the same food vendor: Manteca High, East Union, Sierra. We all had the same food vendor.
Yeah, I think it goes by county or city.
Yeah,
or
yeah, county.
Like
So like the same food at Stag was at Edison, was at East Union, was at Manteca High. What we had at Manteca High though was these bomb ass pizza pockets, and they looked like they were homemade, and those things were the shit. Those were like the best things that you can eat at Manteca High were the pizza pockets that we had.
Crispitos at Sam, in East Union.
I heard about your guys' Crispitos. Yeah.
Hey, Sierra High had the same ones.
Yo, yeah, those were hella good.
Did you guys get Pizza Hut sometimes on campus selling like those personal pan pizzas?
And breadsticks,
yeah. And the 1 liter Pepsi.
Back
when the 1 liter first came out. That was insane. Back in the that's why we were lucky. We got pizza and we had 1 liter sodas. My poor kids nowadays, they get water, mineral water, electrolyte filled water and lightly flavored water. My like it's so healthy now, it's almost disgusting. Hey, but I get it.
But hey, I'll say this, because we came in the greatest era of everything.
We did.
No, it was like, true. What? The cartoons were better. Music was better.
Yep.
Like, come on. That's the last era of music where, like, whether you're talking about the alternative, talking about, like, when hip-hop became hip-hop, and R&B, come on.
Yep. R&B, hip-hop, rock, metal, alternative, like, indie. The 90s just had the best. 80s had the gross cafeteria food, but the 90s, when you got into junior high and into high school, man, we had some good shit on campus, on high school campus. We had Burger King, we had Pizza Hut, we had McDonald's and Taco Bell on campus. Nowadays, the kids don't have any of that. Their music sucks. That's why, like, I feel like it's a big responsibility on my end, not just to raise the kids, but to teach them about better music. I mean, just everything we had, I feel, was better than what they have now. And I just feel bad that in 10, 15 years, when they look back, they're going to be like, oh, we had this and we had that, but it's not going to be as exciting as how we were with when we were talking earlier about Looney Tunes and Transformers. They don't have that nostalgia. Everything's on YouTube
for sure. You know what, in fact, there was a couple of days ago where I was at Target picking up some my medication at the CVS over there, and there was this, like, I don't know, probably about like maybe 7-8 year old kid that was like, Mom, we're out of LaCroix. And I was like,
oh no.
I was like, fucking faggot.
No, exactly.
And you know what? LaCroix, too, was known to have like the chemical to kill cockroaches in it. Costco had to discontinue selling LaCroix because of that, because it got out that there's a chemical in there that is pretty much used for pesticides.
No way, really?
Yeah.
I mean, they still sell it like in other places.
Well, I'm sure they took it out. I mean, I'm sure that they had to redo the formulas to take that shit out.
Oh, yeah.
Or the reason why they're still selling it, it's probably in such trace amounts that you would have to drink like 25,000 gallons to make, you know, it's like one of those deals where well, it's because it's only in trace amounts, so it should be okay. But yeah,
trace amounts. That means there's some amount still.
Exactly.
It's a nice way to say there's still shit in there.
Trace amounts is still some amounts.
I had to pull my sleeves back because Eljon's showing off the guns.
Guns. I see that. Look, he's just out there. Boosh.
Well, all okay. Well, it's just
Ron Burgundy showing off his gun show.
It's the only time I get to work out here in the office. Give her two tickets to the gun show and see if she likes the goods.
Gun?
Oh, I don't know if you heard. Oh, but I just did 1,000 reps.
1,001, 1,002. Do you mind if I put my shirt back on?
Do you mind if I put my shirt back on?
Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
Mr. Burgundy, I'd expect it from everyone else, but not from you.
Like, classic. I'll put the shirt on, but the pants stay off.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Hey. You are looking sexy, though, El, I'll tell you that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Quit being a cigarette.
I told you, you guys are my favorite pack of cigarettes. For a former smoker, I definitely consider you guys my favorite pack of cigarettes.
I know, I can continue smoking this pack right here for sure. For years to come.
So I guess technically I've never quit.
Right?
That makes two of us, buddy.
One of the pitchers from kickball, I think that Red sent over, I swear, it looked like E-Man was holding a cigarette.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Wait, what?
Never never mind.
Was it me or Red?
I wasn't holding a cigarette.
You're holding me or Red in the picture.
I might have been caught holding a Red, but I wasn't smoking any cigarettes.
Oh, okay. I zoomed in and it looked like you were like this. Like like this.
Are you sure it wasn't a betong? I just wanted to make sure.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. So who ended up winning, I guess, or I don't even, for a lack of a better term, who ended up winning kickball?
Hold on. We'll get into kickball in a little bit. Let's not rush it. Hold your horse. Yeah. There's a lot to talk about when it comes down with kickball. And you know, we'll save it towards the end because there's some special announcements and some special unofficial announcements regarding kickball. So
preliminary talks about it.
We'll talk a little bit about it later. I'm trying to get other people to join the podcast so you know, we can get their insight on it.
Well, apparently J-Rock just finished a workout, so he's doing the cool.
Okay. Well, he's got the link, so let's see. You know, if he needs the link, we can send it to him again. Let's go back to football. Let's bring it back to hold on. Fro wants to join.
There you go.
Scrubs. What was it? Scrubs what?
I thought it was Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond at shadowboxing.com.
I heart Neil Diamond. Oh, there he is.
What's up, Fro?
Dude, you look extra sweaty, Fro.
I just had like a bunch of tacos. Hot sauce.
Burger King or Jack in the Box or Real Tacos?
No, there's a place called Graciela's here in San Diego. It's the shit, dude. The real tacos are on point. But I ordered like almost $90 worth of taquería food.
What?
Damn.
$90? What's up? Why? Is there hell of you guys or what?
Additional family, and then some of Jem's mom's family from the Philippines came. So
okay.
Kind of a show in San Diego.
Yeah.
Wait, what's a rolled taco? Isn't that a burrito?
It's like a taquito.
Or a taquito, yeah. Oh,
okay. Isn't it a taquito?
So what they do is they put guacamole on top and like a shitload of cheese.
It sounds more like a flauta. It sounds like
a flauta. They're all the same, right? It's like fucking meat in a tortilla fried.
It's delicious.
Delicious.
They don't even have super burritos out here. They don't even know what a super burrito is. They don't put sour cream in their burritos.
Yep, I never do that.
Yeah, they put just meat and freaking
cheese.
Cheese and beans. guac. That's the burrito.
Yeah.
That's like a burrito for them.
Yeah, San Diego doesn't put any of the carbs in their burritos. Like, there's no frijoles and there's no arroz in their burritos, but in San Francisco, I think
they don't understand without Spanish.
They don't put rice and beans in theirs.
Speaking Spanish.
They don't put rice and beans in theirs, and in San Francisco, they don't put beans in their burritos. That's why it's called a mission burrito. Wait. Yeah.
How come you only roll your R's when you're saying a Spanish word? You should roll your R's for every word that has an R in it.
I do apologize. So you know, hold on. So Fro, I'm so happy that you joined us. So tell me more about this burrito that you had, Fro, because it sounds amazing.
Fro.
Fro.
You sound so much more authentic though now.
Right? Like El John Ordiz, you know.
Ordiz.
See.
How long have you guys been on already?
Like 2.5 hours. That's Canadian time, so.
Oh man. No, Fro, we were talking football. Did you watch any football this weekend? Or were you like in and out?
Well, no, I mean, there was no point in watching like real football out here because fucking there's no football team in my area. So I was on Red Zone trying to catch the Niners game. So I got glimpses of pretty much everything all at the same time while I was washing my car.
Nice. So, all right. I know. But, So
I got, I got all the highlights of the Niners game.
Well, yeah. What's the football culture now down in San Diego? Now that the Chargers are gone, do people just disown the Chargers?
They're still going for the Chargers, dude. They're still going for the Chargers. Okay. It's like, they left you all hanging and you still go for the Chargers? That's cool.
I mean,
what other options do they really have?
Yeah, exactly. Right? I mean, that's the team that they know. That's the team that they grew up on, right? That's their little, I mean, Dwayne still calls them the San Diego Chargers, but he's still a Chargers fan. Even though they left. Same thing with the Raiders, man. You're going to have people who are Raider fans, even though they're going to Las Vegas, and they're still going to cheer for them because they're from Oakland, you know, or from LA, whatever part of whatever era you decide to jump on to be a Raider fan. But regardless, if your team leaves, they're still going to follow. Same thing with the Rams. People in St. Louis still cheer for them. So, I mean, it's going to be a while before the football culture is like dead and gone from these cities.
Yeah.
So,
all right. But they should have their own team. I mean, it's such a big city. They should have their own team.
Yeah,
just
there was
crazy, man.
There was no reason for the Chargers to have ever left. They should have just gotten a brand new stadium, you know, or at least revamped Qualcomm. But you know, it's all for money. Just same thing when the Niners moved from San Francisco to Santa Clara. You know, it's all money. You know, so
damn, dude, you're. Your audio is more choppier than a Benihana chef right now.
Yeah. I'm like, what's going on here? I'll just act like everything is cool, but you're pointing that shit out. Fix your shit, E-Man.
No, it's your shit. Data. They're hearing it from you, Sunshine. Look at Al. Is Al's face frozen, or is it just me?
It's you, dude. You're really bad right now.
You're really bad. You need to put on a headphone. Wait, is it me or is it you?
This is the worst podcast.
It's you, fool.
Is it me, you guys?
Yeah. Because I thought we were talking to Optimus right now.
Oh, shit.
I can hear everyone else perfectly, but your shit is all messed up.
Dude, like three blocks... Three blocks this way is bad. Three blocks this way.
No, you're actually pointing right. You're next to him for me.
Oh.
So you're pointing right at him.
Okay.
He's the one. That's a problem.
Like, to me, you're pointing at Phil.
I'm with Dummy. The problem.
Wait. Has my audio been bad this whole time?
Yeah.
Probably in the past, like, maybe... couple minutes
since we got throw on
like 2 hours.
Who's at your house watching porn, dude? Come get off that shit.
Who's got all that bandwidth for freaking?
Oh shit! And I'm over here thinking like I sound clear, and it's Fro that sounds choppy.
Nah, you suck.
Shut up! Hold on.
Did you guys talk about the whole Perspire trip already?
No, we were saying. That's why we were trying to see if anyone else was going to come on.
I was trying to get some more people on so we can talk about it. Though. But it was because Al wants to know a little bit more about it. He's like, "So who won?" And we're like, "Hold on, not just yet. Let's wait to see."
I can't understand it, bro. It sounds like...
Really? Hold on.
Johnny 5 and
just invite LJ.
Okay, hold on. Take two. Take two. Oh, man. Okay, sorry about that. Technical difficulties. Apparently, the guys could not hear me. I had some kind of crazy choppy... audio going back on their end. They were like, you sound stupid.
Your microphone was straight Bruce Lee in it. It was like chop, chop, chop.
Let's see. Go ahead and invite him. Let's go ahead and invite Scrubs. Let's go ahead and see if Villaverde wants to join. All right. You, Eljon, do I sound
no,
better?
No, no, I just signed up with it. So, yeah, so he's probably sending you a link right now, right? You sending for a link?
Yeah, I'm sending for the link also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently it was Fro's fault. It was all him. It wasn't me. I started sounding
That is when it started to slide. That is when the show started going downhill.
He needs to get him a headset.
No, he said that you haven't sent him the link. Have you sent it yet?
Yeah, I sent it to him. Let me send it again. Because I don't know. I don't know why sometimes I have to send it like 3 or 4 times to you guys before you guys actually get it.
Well, sometimes I don't pay attention. That's why.
You know what? That's honesty. That's what I want to hear, at least.
Dude, you still have that Wonder Woman? Bro. You still have that Wonder Woman poster?
Oh, yeah.
There?
All of this is going to go down soon. We're gonna paint the house, and the owners of the house want us to paint like our rooms like a different color. White, I guess, so that, you know, all the stains go away. I don't know.
You can only do so much with the betong stains, bro. You gotta scrub that shit.
Exactly. We gotta get this special kind of paint that just wipes all that shit off.
Wait, what color is it right now?
It's like a yellow.
Like a eggshell?
Oh, yeah,
yellow?
No, okay. It's like whatever you see it now, it is that color. It's like this weird,
oh, okay.
Depressing yellow.
I thought it was more like the lighting in there.
No. No. Well, yeah, part of it. Part of it is.
You should clean your room next time.
Don't tell me what to do. You don't tell me how to live my life.
Just saying. It's a little dirty.
Shut up.
You got a stain on your bed, like right there, dude. I see it. Right. Yep. Yeah.
Which one? What stain?
Exactly. No, that was it.
What are you talking about? That's not my drool, or is it? No, yes, it is. I have to tell you, it is. I have to say it's my drool. It's high. It's by here by the head, so it's drool. Anything like behind me and below over here, this is the one that you have to. If you see stains here that way, then you know. Matter of fact, hold on. Pay attention to my goddamn room. Don't worry about what the fuck I'm doing here. You hear me?
Dude, look, see, I fucking clean up my shit for you.
Your shit's so grainy right now, I can't really tell. Okay, it's clean. I'm happy.
I do it for you. Out of respect.
I do it because of you. All right. Damn, dude. I wish Fro would be up on here. I want him to talk a little bit about it also. This year's kickball event, so I got there late. I got there right when Jason wanted to start the game. I got there around 11:30.
Okay.
As soon as I got there, SoCal, they're like, yeah, they're all chipper. We're ready to go. Woo! And then, like, we're trying to gather everyone from NorCal. And these fuckers are on the... yeah, I'll play. Hold on. I'm still drunk from last night.
Oh, gosh.
Half the team was like, I don't know why I'm even here. I don't want to do this right now.
So you guys partied up the night before pretty hard?
Well, some of the guys did. Like I said, I got there on Saturday. I couldn't get there Friday night. But yeah, everyone's, you know, that's part of kickball, right? Getting there Friday, pre-gaming, drinking the night before, hanging out. But then the next day when kickball's supposed to happen, you have hangovers. You have people who are tired from the night before. You have Rob who walks off into the wilderness and he doesn't come back until 6:30 in the morning because that's what Rob does. Rob is known now for whenever we go to Pismo, we'll drink and he will disappear to the beach.
What the hell?
We have to believe that he will come back. He will find his way. We're hoping he does. And yeah, he ended up getting lost.
Sounds like a Lord of the Rings adventure.
And then on top of that, this is when the fog started coming in. And this is where he lost his vape. You know Rob and his vape. Well, oh, he lost man. It. He oh, lost it on gosh. The beach. So, I mean, it's always an adventure when it comes down to getting us together just for the actual event. So when we got there, we tried to get teams together. We tried to figure out who's going to play. And you hear belly aching and, oh, I'm tired. And I get it. I completely get it. I just like how as soon as I got there, oh, by the way, you're NorCal champ, or you're NorCal captain.
Oh.
What?
Wait, how did you become NorCal captain?
I don't know. All I know is that I'm thinking, oh, Emmanuel's the only sober one. Make him captain. That's the only thing I can think of. Because wow. Everyone was like, I don't know what to do.
Sounds but like it went downhill after I left.
Well, the game itself, yeah. You know, and then we played Eljon. How many innings did we end up playing? Four? Five?
Still on mute.
Okay, L, how many innings of kickball did we play?
Still on mute. Hold on. Wait a minute. That was way too funny.
Eljon, can you hear us?
He disappeared. He's not on there anymore.
Did he? What the hell? You disappeared too. Hold on.
I can hear you though.
You can hear me. You can see me.
Yep. What? You can't hear or see me.
No, I can hear and see you.
Oh, okay.
Did you see his face?
Yeah, no, that was like the bewilderment face. Like.
Exactly. Exactly. Cool. Hey, can you hear us now?
Yeah. No, I couldn't hear you earlier. That's the reason I was like, all right.
We know. We saw your face. This is what we saw. I was asking you too. I was like, hey, Eljon, so how many innings of kickball did we play? This was you.
Yeah, because I was trying to like, okay, maybe it's my connection. Let me go see if I can go find, like, so I went to the settings. So I was like, all right, did I just lose it? Because I was talking to Fro, and Fro said, all right, just try to hit him up now. And
oh, like, okay.
Let's yeah, see. We can add for him. Real. Yeah.
you straight up had that face, Eljon.
Like, I was a little confused.
No, like,
you were lost.
When someone goes like, "Who farted?" And you're like,
yeah. Fro, do you have a headset? Like, well, you know what a headset is. You're smart. Do you have a headset?
Yeah. Is it that bad?
Yeah. You want to use a headset?
All right. I'll be back.
Okay.
Nice one.
All right. Now that we have Fro, we'll talk about it as soon as he gets his headset on. But I was asking you, L, how many innings did we play of the actual game?
Four-ish? Five? Four.
And
four,
that's five, when we yeah. gave up. That's when we're like...
This. Still, though, that's not bad. Five innings? That's not
four
bad.
Or five around there.
Yeah. That's
this okay. year, Jadren played...
Yeah,
he was out there. We had the kids playing. You know what? So what we've been doing is letting the kids play first, and then get them out, and then let the adults play. And
oh man, it should be opposite. Here?
Say one more time.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. I can't hear you guys. Are you guys talking? Hello. You guys are dicks, bro.
Inside, I'm dying.
Oh man!
But yeah, five innings is not that bad. I mean, in reality, though, probably the older people should have played first just to get you guys out of there faster.
You know? I mean,
get the old folks out first.
I've been like going back to the whole kickball thing. Like I've been saying that for the last probably 5 years now. Is that it's a great way to get together. But I just think like the game in itself is kind of, as some of you put it in your own very words, it's lost its luster. And
it's like the way I look at it now, it's like it's symbolic. Kickball's the symbol. It's the reason we get together. But it's like. The game itself is not the same anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's
and I
not.
Feel you. I feel you because I actually thrived in the competition.
Yeah,
but it's not competition anymore. Like it's really for the kids, and I can understand that, and that's great. but we need some shit where we're not going to get hurt and we can still compete, right?
Yeah.
Probably like, we could do like Words with Friends, Perspire 2000.
something low impact, like
TikTok. Because I think J-Rock was saying
Mobile Chess.
No, the what's that? Cornhole.
Cornhole.
That shit's. Everyone can get messed up, dude. I ran into the water and my whole back hurt, alright? It's all messed up.
So Red was also recommending Foursquare. Yeah. He was like, let's get teams and we'll do an actual full on tournament of Foursquare.
You know? That's like dodgeball though. You know, we could do that. We just play dodgeball.
Dodgeball is great, dude.
We brought up dodgeball and there so many people can get hurt with that game. You know.
I mean, just go.
Here's the thing.
How about this?
Some of us can get hit by balls in their face easier than others, Fro. That seems like that's why you want to play it.
Okay.
However, others, they a little more delicate. They don't want to get hit in the face. So, I understand why not dodgeball.
And this is what we were talking about earlier. Okay, because kickball is tradition.
The game itself is tradition, yes.
Well, not just the game, but the title of it. We call it kickball. Mm-hmm. Even if we did zero kickball game, we still call it kickball.
Yeah, I totally believe it's the symbol of what got us together.
Right. You know what I mean? Okay. So here's my idea. We don't have to play the game kickball, but at the very least, we should do something where we're kicking a ball.
We can just spread Emmanuel's legs and just keep going at it.
Well, think about it like this. In basketball,
why are you so fixated on my balls, Fro? No,
I was thinking the same thing. I thought it was the same thing. I was telling Fro. I think I told like Jay or Fro about that. We're like, like you said, a skills like a kickball home run kicking contest,
something like that.
Yeah. And then having let's say
you have to lose, man.
Like no,
yeah, Rodney and Bruce, we're done.
No, then you game. Let's say like you have like a like you remember that trash can or whatever. You have to hit like objects. It's like you know like it's like Alan was saying, a skills competition.
Oh, you know what?
You know like
you know what?
A target
having like six trash cans, circular trash cans laid out right behind the pitcher's mound, and then we try to kick the ball right into those trash cans, a la. Beer pong.
Well, here's the thing, though. Who's going to bring all these garbage cans? Let's make it easier. Let's just do hula hoops. everyone gets a hula hoop, puts a hula hoop out there.
No, that's perfect.
Either lay it flat on the ground or have it like standing up vertically. If you can kick it through the hoop, you get a certain number of points. Yes.
Yep.
And then you do it like that, you know, and then have that kind of competition. You can...
skills. I like that. It's low impact. It's a lot more. It sounds more entertaining, and you know, and it's not a skill of who can kick it harder, but more who can kick it like with skill.
Not only, it's not a competition between teams. It's now a competition between yourself. You know, like how good did you do versus how good did your team do?
Or we can still do teams. We can still, but instead of SoCal, NorCal, we can have like teams of five and do an actual tournament. You know, team one versus team two, and team three versus team four, and just tournament style.
Accumulated points.
Yeah,
goes to the next round and go like the top four. Yeah, like they say, like there's like eight teams. The top four teams goes to the next round.
Yeah,
and it's like different sets.
And it's a different game.
Different challenges.
I mean, no matter what,
it should be random teams.
Yeah,
it should be teams picked out of a hat. And then, like, let's say you have 3 days. So on Friday, you would do home run derby. On Saturday, you would do a different skill competition. Sunday, a different skill competition. And then at the end of the weekend, you total everything up and see who wins.
That's cool.
That works.
You know, I mean,
as long as no one gets hurt, then
exactly.
That's really what it is. No one gets tired. It just sucks when people get hurt now. It's been like that for damn near a whole decade.
Every single game, someone gets hurt. Like this year, Alice, I guess one of Kim's younger cousins got hurt. Cheryl ran into her, which didn't really look too high an impact, but I think legs ended up crossing, and her cousin, Kim's cousin, her
crossing knee like that?
No, knew you were gonna do that. Shit.
She got,
I set that
they
were, up.
They crossed like they each other, burst. But it wasn't until she did that kick where she really, like, put that pressure on her knee, and that's when she hurt.
That's
really
true.
Bad. For sure.
That's true. What's her name? Crystal?
We're
something. I felt bad.
To be honest, no one really introduced me to her, and I'm just like,
Sorry?
But we're at
welcome
the
to kickball?
Welcome to kickball. I don't know you, but I'm sure you're friends of somebody.
There's no way that we can get hurt in kickball and then use that as an excuse for work. Like, I can't call in and be like, I got hurt playing kickball.
Yeah, they're like, you know, like,
they'd be like, I'm sorry,
hit by a car.
You what? Yeah. That's where you gotta come up with something. Like, I was surfing and then a ball came and hit me.
No, I mean, but you have to say it the appropriate way, though. You could be like, you know what? I was in a major competition. And I
something I've been training for a year.
Oh, what sport was it? Oh, kickball with those little red little balls. Those dodgeball.
You say football.
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 But I'm saying, like, I mean, we've always called it kickball. We at the very least, if we're not going to play a traditional game of kickball, we have to do something where we're still kicking a ball. I mean, that has to continue.
I mean, for me, I don't care. It doesn't matter. What anyone wants to do is fine with me, as long as we all get together. I don't care how it works out.
That's the main thing. Yeah, that's the main thing.
And I told Red, and I think I brought it up to Jason and to Justin. I was like, look, we have 9 months to come up with another idea, which we do. You know, because around the 2-3 month range is when we start, okay, let's go ahead and get our Airbnbs. Let's try to request our days off and stuff like that. And, you know, we know it's going to be Labor Day weekend.
And are we trying to do Pismo? Like, is that like the new spot now?
And that's going to be
that's
the thing.
Dope, though. Yeah. I loved it out there.
Yeah, Al, the perfect midpoint for everyone from Fro to L is Pismo. Because from Fro, it's 5 hours. No.
Yeah. We should have Santa Barbara, then it'll be a little more fair. Just change it to Santa Barbara.
A little more fair.
No, well, hold on. El John, how long does it take for you guys to get from Sacramento
four. It's four and a half for these guys, yeah. No, five. Don't listen to me, man. I'm just fucking around.
Pismo is actually a centralized location.
It's perfect. And that's something
and you
that
know
was-
what?
That's something that was mentioned years ago that we want to start doing it in the middle. And since we've done it 2 years in a row with positive results other than the injuries, it seems like Pismo's now going to be the spot. That's going to be our weekend. And it's always going to be on Labor Day weekend. And I know that's going to be hard for you, Al, but that's... Sorry, man. That's the decision that was made.
I mean, you know what, though? Let me ask this. Why does it have to be on Labor Day weekend? Because, first off...
It's going to probably be more expensive.
It's a hell of more expensive, dude. You're better off taking a day off using your PTO, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then doing the 2 or 3 nights that we want to be for far cheaper. And any month is going to be fine. It's still Pismo, right? Between summer and fall. And it still works out. And then we still have those holidays that we could that we should be spending at some years with our families, right? I don't necessarily agree that we give up Labor Day weekend just for Perspire every fucking year. Mm-hmm. I think we should.
I think like mid August is cool.
Yeah, dude.
And since it's like a midpoint now, I think both NorCal and SoCal have, you know, like done paid each event alternatively. Since it's going to be a midpoint spot, I think
everyone
puts their ends in on it now, so it makes it cheaper. Look, it's like when it's like, oh man, it's an odd year, so it's us NorCal, so that means we kind of have to like muster up all that. I think
think of it this way though too, because this year what ended up happening was after kickball, it was NorCal that forked up. Everyone in NorCal, you know, the core members threw in. They threw some ends in. But then we also had the Sunday night dinner, and that was all of SoCal's responsibility. So in a way, we did kind of share the expenses.
I'm talking about, I like that. Shirts.
More organized. Like,
but I'm talking about, like, you know, like, what we, hey, we have to have the shirts. It just regardless. That's, you know, that's our, like, see, it's our family reunion. That's, the shirts are our family reunion. Like, you know, when people have it, they always have their shirts. So I'm talking about, like, we're splitting costs for, like, all those little things like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's going to be a day where, okay, SoCal's going to host one night. And we'll host the other night, but then, you know, it's like, for, like, the overall cost with stuff, like, you know, with the shirts and everything, I think we should just split at this point on. You know, it's like,
you know what, I think that's fair, because last year, they forked up the money for the shirts.
Yeah.
This year, NorCal forked up the money for the shirts.
Yeah.
Next year, everything moving forward, as long as it's in Pismo, it's everyone split amongst at least.
Yeah,
at
and least it makes it cheaper.
Core members. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least it the core members. Everybody. You know, Justin, you know, Fro, me, you, Al, you know, just all the core members throw in.
No. I think if you're going to be at a Perspire event and you're an adult, then you're participating, because you're going to be participating every fucking year anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel, say how, like, oh yeah, we're responsible because we're core members. No, because there's a lot more people than the core members that are out there right now that are coming to our events, and we're forking up for a bunch of people. Let's just be fair. They're enjoying it just as much as we are. You want to be hanging out with the crew, then let's all participate with the crew and put the ends for it. So okay. If you want to join it, then join it.
So here, let's lay it out like this then. Just from a logistical standpoint, what we need to do is, okay, we already have our destination secured, right?
Yep.
So now we would need a venue that we can consistently go to.
Which we have.
Okay, so now we got our location, we got our venue. Now we need to come up with the costing for the shirts. And the costing for the shirts, we should actually be going through the same person all the time, so that we have a steady idea of how much it's going to cost year to year, instead of, oh, this year it's $20 a shirt, next year it's $30 a shirt. I mean, we should be going through the same person so that we get the same price year after year. That just makes the logistics part easier. And then on top of it, when it comes to food, we should have a menu set up. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do hot dogs. We're going to do burgers every year. That way we know what the cost is every year. And all we need to do at that point is, when we get the RSVPs, divide the cost by the RSVPs.
Mm.
I mean, once you can do that, then we'll streamline the whole thing.
You know what? And I think that's fair, because when you're talking about hot dogs and just like the same shit food during kickball, we're definitely not including the dinners of the that's right there. So then that's
that's work itself
out somewhere else, right?
I would say that would be completely separate. That's
So I think that's fair.
Outside event.
That's fair.
Yeah,
and that's right.
I'm just talking about event only. Because before or after is different.
Because why should we eat the cost for 20 to 30 additional people?
For sure. Yeah. Right? That's unfair.
The way I saw that, and this is just my thinking, was, you know, there are guests. You know, this is something that we do. This is our thing, and we're having other people join us. And
a guest is someone that comes, like, once.
Yeah, once. But not everyone comes every single year that's, you know, not a guest. Like, last year, there was a couple of friends that J-Rock and Aaron brought that weren't there this year. But they were there the year before. And there's people you know, we all bring. So
okay, so let me ask you this then. Do you consider kickball as a Perspire event with guests? Or do you consider it a family reunion?
Oh, it's more of a family reunion. Yeah.
Then you have to treat it like a family reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You can't say, oh, these are guests. They're only here once, you know, once in a great while. It's like, but if they're family, they're family. If they're joining our event, it's a family thing.
Man.
Everyone's got
It was different before, because it was really core members and just a few people were showing up.
Sure.
But now, I mean, in the last 10 years, it's just been
No, it's true. It grew big right? time. Because I remember when we held it in Lathrop that one year, even the Lathrop girls came, like Irene, Cherry, Janice, mm-hmm. like those girls. Like, this event got really big because people were expecting this to happen. People were expecting a big party and a big group and everything.
Dude, my final year was the biggest year we've ever had.
That was,
2013.
Yeah.
It was the biggest year we ever did.
That's the one we did it at the park right by your house, right?
Have you been gone that long?
Yeah. Well, no, I went to 2016's, but the last year that I was living in Lathrop, that was the biggest year we had.
Yeah, that was huge. That was a really big
one. Oh, that's the one with the huge-ass, like, trophy, too, right?
With
the cup trophy.
The cup trophy? That was so good. You guys put some work into that.
Yeah, we did. It was so unnecessary.
It was, like, it was already like an issue just to bring it there.
Yeah.
Like, to bring it back.
She just left it at the house. Do the award ceremony at the house.
For real.
Was that the Dylan one, too?
That was the Dylan year.
That was the Dylan year, right?
Yep.
Dylan?
Jay's son, long-lost son, that played with us? Dylan?
That was the Dylan year. That was the year of Petong Manning.
The Petong Manning!
I know Eljon remembers that.
That's Petong Manning year.
What?
you know how we play football.
Al was Petong Manning. He was throwing darts.
Who's this Dylan character?
the little kid that like we just claimed that it's Jay's kid. It's some little white kid that was like hella just like hounding us. Yeah, he was hella hounding us, and they're like, "You want to play? Okay."
He loved it though.
Wait, was he like some straggler kid who was a part of a different party and just decided to join us and play kickball?
No.
I didn't even think he was part of another party.
He was just there. He was just at the park and he saw us playing kickball, and you could tell he wanted to join.
Oh shit! Hold on, I kind of remember something like that. I was like, dude, someone better claim this kid because I think it's kind of creepy that he's here with us and no one's claiming him. There's a bunch of adults playing kickball and there's this one kid. Is that the one?
It could be that one that you're talking about. Because it's just like a random white kid, too.
That was an awesome game, though.
Well, your name was brought up during one of our nights kickball, Al. We were talking about all the really old times. And Emmanuel talked about a personal experience he had with you.
Which time?
Wait, which one?
Yeah, Emmanuel, which time was that?
Hold on.
So many
two questions. One, was I drunk? And two, which one?
When Al came over your house.
Oh, wait, for my birthday and he fucking took my black box.
This one,
you fuckers, dude. Over here, inviting my new friends, and you guys fucking treat me this way, dicks.
Hey, we weren't friends yet.
But he apologized. He apologized about it years later, and I accepted the apology, and on we went.
You just don't know all the other shit he stole from you. He's that good.
I'm sure he did. There was a lot of shit missing around that time. Assholes.
Hey, back then you were just some half breed from Manteca Heights.
Yeah. I was. Who the fuck is this guy? Who's this outsider?
He's a lichen.
The guy that stopped everyone on the street asking that same freaking question every freaking time.
You know, Mimi was like, so babe, were you just advertising that you were having sex, or did you legitimately need condoms? And I was like, probably, knowing me back then, probably both. I just wanted people to know that I was having sex, but I also needed condoms. Why didn't you just go to the store and get them? Like, fuck, that was self-conscious. I don't want to go to the store and buy condoms at 19.
No, but he would drive around, stop in the middle of the road, and ask it out loud.
Hey. You got condoms? Hey,
bro, hey, hey, hold on, hold on, roll down your window.
Oh my
roll down
God, your window, dude.
You got condoms?
That was all the time. It was always the same answer. No.
No. Why?
Who uses that? Who uses that shit, man? No one uses that shit.
I'm just kidding. One thing most of us ended up not being teenage parents, so I think that was a good thing.
It's because we're smart, dude. We got the we got skill.
Yeah. Our game was strong, dog.
OG's right here. We know what's up.
We know what's up, man.
No, I got that hookup. I got that hookup from the doctor.
Oh, that's great.
Pulling out is a lifestyle choice.
Pulling out was a lifestyle choice.
kind of sucks though, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh, dude. I couldn't do it.
Like,
I know a lot of us dodged a lot of I remember Al was trying to give me sex advice. He's when he was with freaking Giselle.
He, personally,
he was like, oh, you should get this spermicide right here because this kills them. When you finger them, you put the spermicide in them, and then like you can hit them raw. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Out of nowhere, he's over here giving me advice right in front of his lawn.
thanks for bringing that up.
I don't know who told me, but one of our old mutual friends from like the Lathrop Manteca area, so I'm not gonna say any names. I remember back then when they told me he like did someone in the butt and there was just shit everywhere. You know who I'm talking about. I know you know who I'm talking about. The guy with the Raiders hat on.
He's like, I hate you guys.
No comment.
Oh,
I'm loud, man.
Hey, it was got, like, that was just an awkward fam situation. Right there.
It was one of those moments, man. It's one of some.
Just you learn, you live and learn.
How about this? That was 1992.
You know the year?
God.
Oh yeah.
Dude, this is
1992.
That's wow. Why I don't know anything about this. Then this is before my time. I met you guys in 95,
was,
I think.
How awkward is this though? That was the first time I met Rodney.
What?
It was Rodney's cousin.
you met Rodney like long before most of us did. Then
I met Rodney when it was skinny Rodney.
Oh shit!
So you knew him before we met him in Delta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that, dude.
Well, I didn't know who he was until Red brought him over and he recognized me and he was like, "Did you used to go out with my cousin?" And I was like, oh, "That's you."
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Small world.
Yeah. 92, dude.
92.
92.
Shit, that was in 8th grade at Stockton. Nile Garden in 92. It's crazy.
Nile Garden, I forgot about that school.
I think I went to summer school there.
Out there. Way the fuck out there in the boondocks. Literally out there in the fucking fields. That's where that school was. I was surrounded by orchards. Fucking everyone had to call out because of allergies and shit.
See, that's why the school that had...
That's... that is why. Someone was like, "Oh, you know who it was? It was Ben." Ben was like, "I think that's one of those scrambled cable boxes." And I was like, "Mine now."
Asshole.
When Emmanuel brought that shit up over the weekend, I was dying.
He was.
I knew that story too, but I hella forgot. It's just been so long. Oh,
dude,
my
all
god!
All those stories have been
you
so
assholes
long
treated me bad at the beginning.
Oh yeah,
it's because you're from Manteca, dude.
Yeah, fuck you, and fuck you. Well, no, you're cool. You're cool.
it was all about like the Lathrop French Camp area.
Yeah,
and like for sure. South Stockton at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So. Emmanuel had to pay his dues for years. And then and then when he was in the group, I hated him for like 2 years.
Wait, what? No, fuck you.
Wait, what?
I don't even remember why I hated you, dude. Let's name all your girlfriends, right? So you were with Maria at the time.
Was it, dude? That was like when we were adults, dude.
Yeah, fucking like hated you for like 2 years, dude.
This is like 3 years ago.
For real?
I can't even, dude. You didn't know that?
No. I don't even know why.
Oh. I don't, I can't remember either, but I did.
Fuck, dude. You're just, you know what?
I think,
anger.
I think it's because, like, you stopped hanging out for a little while.
Oh.
I was like, this dude's a little fucking buster, man.
You know what? You know what? At the beginning, Marie didn't like you guys at all. And yeah, like, yeah, I had to step back. And I figured out why. It was because she didn't have a set of friends herself that she can go hang out with. She was so insecure with herself. She was just like, I don't understand why you have to go hang out with your friends. And I realized years later it's because she didn't have her own set of friends.
And we
talked about that. And she was like, yeah, that's pretty much it.
That shouldn't matter. I didn't like Emmanuel until like 3 weeks ago.
until he reminds you about the whole black box. And that gets set in.
No, actually, it was... I remember. I did not like
God damn,
Emmanuel
dude. Is this like a roasting of Emmanuel episode? Fuck both of you guys.
Dude, you guys roast me almost every day on text message. I look at that shit. I'm like, I'm stuck.
I don't respond well, dude, to those.
I didn't even know who Eljon was for the longest time. Like, I would keep bumping into him at the Exxon in French Camp. I'd always buy cigarettes. And Eljon would always be like, hey, what's up, bro? And I'd just be like, fuck are you?
It's weird because when you look at how, like, everyone was in different sets of groups way back then, like, yeah. Around the times where we're almost graduating high school to, like, a few years in college because,
yeah.
Like, it was like, you were kicking it with Ben and Colin and all them,
yeah.
And then I had, like, Red later on, but it was Eljon, Dennis Aquino, Dwayne and I were always shooting hoops out in French Camp.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep,
for a good
yep.
period of time.
Mm. And what
and
was
then,
that?
You know, it started like intermingling.
Who was that other guy? No, that
I remember
once
you,
in a while, like...
I remember kicking it with you, Fro, back in the 8th grade with your Z Cavaricis. at the handball wall.
Yes.
Man. I remember that.
We go way back.
With your rayon shirt. Your rayon shirt and your green Z Cavaricis. I remember those days.
am I parted hair?
Your parted hair. I remember that.
Man. I had a lot of growing up to do, man.
We all did, man.
I learned, I think, like, seventh... I mean, like, I always got in trouble in school, like, from, like, fifth grade on up, because I was always fighting. But Lathrop, dude, Lathrop and EU, that's when, like, I got really exposed to Mexicans. So that shit was a small battle for a while.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude. There was one.
Life.
There was
different.
Yeah,
life.
Dude. Like, it was different, man. Back then.
What did the Mexicans like try to mess with you or like?
No, because I used to have a cousin that lived in Western Ranch that was going to EU.
Uh huh.
It's a bit, and then like some big old Mexican dude at EU was trying to punk him. So I went up to that Mexican dude and I punched him out of the solar plexus.
Uh huh.
I said, don't fuck with my cousin ever again or I'll beat your ass. And he dropped to the ground and that was it.
What year was this?
I was probably a junior or senior in high school at that time.
Oh. How about this? I remember in the fifth grade, Red was like, hey, do you want to come over to my house and practice some stunts like Jackie Chan?
That's because he can't do that shit no more.
That's 1990, yo.
Fuck.
That was just the preview to Jackass the movie. Oh
man, it's
none of us could do that shit.
And
no
then
more.
Years later, he busts fucking both of his elbows.
That was funny. Not at that time though. But I remember watching that shit, dude.
See, you guys, because you guys watched it, right? And then you guys just
said... We were in Hayward, I think, at the time. So it was like me, Peruganon, Red, I think Justin was
and
there?
Justin.
Oh, were you there? You were there, right?
No,
weren't
no, I
there?
Wasn't there.
No?
I wasn't there.
Who else was there?
You guys were at that Union Landing, weren't you? In Union City?
I think we were.
Dude, you guys were at the Safeway parking lot off of Dixon Landing Road. Not Dixon Landing Road,
Alvarado?
Mission. Yeah, Alvarado Mission, that area. That's right there.
I'm watching, I'm like, this is a bad idea, because why the fuck is Big Ass Red in a fucking shopping cart being pushed by Peruganon? hits a curb, and he just launches right off. And I don't know why Red thought he could like hold himself up hitting the ground, but that's where he jacked up his elbows. So Progunon, he was like, "Can you guys take him to the hospital?" I think he said, I got work in the morning or some shit like that." I'm like, "You fucking did it, bro! Thank you.
Dude, what the hell?" You don't know, because Perugunon called me on his way home, and he was like, "Manong, you gotta go help Red. He's out right now.
He's out. Why did he call you? There was all of us. All of us was right there.
That was after he left. After he left, you guys, he called me. He's like, "Manong, you gotta come help." He's like, "Red's out
right now." Dude, it was bad because I remember he had both his arms in a cast. And I was like, "How do you even like wipe your ass, bro?" And he showed me his wire stick.
It was not even a wire stick. It was like a piece of a Walisting thing.
I was just like, "What?" Oh, that was totally. Like I said, it was a funny at the time, but it's funny now.
Oh yeah, yeah,
crazy. This is so funny.
Crazy days.
We had so much fun, dude.
Growing up, man. See, that's the one thing that we have that a lot of people don't, is we still have that friendship where after years we hate each other, we love each other, we fuck each other's elbows up. But look at here, we're already all 40s talking about that as friends. Like, not too many people have that. I talk to a lot of my other coworkers. I talk to a lot of my other friends. Dude, none of them have had the longevity that we did. Some of us paid our dues. Of us, you know, worked a little bit harder, you know, but...
Stop talking about yourself, bro. We already know the story.
You know, but we all still came together, though, right? We're all still here, you know, 30 years later, 24 years later, you know.
And it's usually, too, when, like, you get married and you have kids, you start to separate, and then you never kind of... You never turn back, but... Yeah.
And then that's what kickball is all about, is to bring everyone back together, you know, not to level us, but to just remind us of who we were before that time. Skinny. And then to introduce the next generation to the stupid shit we do. Like, you should have seen Al, you should have seen Jadrian's face when we were all doing our karaoke. He looked at me and he was like, "That is the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I approve, Dad." You know, it was like the coolest moment to see Jade like, "You guys are crazy. And I love it. And you guys are weird."
Here's the thing. Like, this year, 2019, this is, in all reality, this is like our 30-year anniversary.
Yeah, you were saying, I remember you brought that up once, where technically, like in 89, when you and Justin met, that's where it began.
Yep, that's the commonality point where me, Justin, and Red all kind of like
met each other.
Is, yeah, 89.
30 years later.
Like 30 years. That's a long freaking time.
Along the way, you guys picked up more people and more people. Yeah. And then those people you picked up brought in more people, and then they brought in even more people, you know, and...
And then a lot of times it's not even bringing in more people, it's having babies.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah. No, seriously.
No, seriously. Like, having babies, like, what, having in-laws, all that stuff, just, like, kind of adds up.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to just add a little bit to that, too. When we were at the Perspire Beach House, man, all the kids, man, they all took care of Ronan, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I was super thankful, man, like, all of them.
Eris, Layla, Kayla.
All of them. Like, all of them. Dwayne's kids.
Dwayne's kids, too, yeah.
Your kids, Marvin and Jeanette's kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was sitting down after beach day, and Layla started cutting up strawberries for Ronan, who kept on begging her for food. But she was just, like, chilling, and all the kids were making sure he didn't fall down the stairs.
Yeah. That was the awesomest thing right there, is that, because Mia and Eris and I think even Dwayne's kids are like, "Is that my cousin? Is that my cousin? Are those my cousins?" Yeah. And you cannot say no, because in a way they are. Because we're all brothers.
Everyone's auntie and uncle, dude.
Like, we're all brothers and sisters. You know, the friends are brothers. Yeah. And our group grows even more when something like that happens, when the next generation are like, you're my family, and it just goes from there. You know, that's what we want. We want to leave that legacy for our kids. We want to leave that legacy for the next generation to do what we did, to have our types of traditions, you know, and let them know that it's okay to create their own traditions.
Yeah, just don't be as stupid as we were, though.
I told Jade, be stupid like us. Learn from your mistakes, because you're going to make them.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, and in all reality, it's like, back in 89, we have never, or at any point, we never pictured anything like this would have ever happened.
Exactly.
And now it's to the point where, even when we're gone, this is going to continue. This will still keep going.
And no, I'm going to end that shit when I'm about to die. I'm like, no more kickball, guys. Have my back.
It's going to go on. Well, let's go ahead. That was very nice. Let's go ahead and end it on that note right there, you know, because that's what kickball is about, is growing, constantly growing, getting together, remembering, creating memories. And let's continue to create memories as brothers, as family, and sisters, you know, and then everyone else that we bring along. All right, you guys.
You know, that is one of the reasons why I thought it was important that at this kickball that, you know, we say a little prayer, not only because it was our 30th, but because of, you know, all the things that we've been through and things that we're going to go through in the future.
Next year, when you're there for kickball, we'll do that for sure. You know,
that's what I'll be looking forward to.
You know, next year is going to be next year is going to be special. Next year, we're going to do like official retirements of stuff. All right.
Are we doing new shirts? New shirts next year?
Every year. Every year we're doing shirts. Every year.
No, game shirts.
We don't know yet. Let's we'll talk about it as a group.
No, let's keep talking right now.
No. Because we need everyone to talk about that. We want everyone's input. I'm just joking. Fool.
So serious.
All right, you guys. Hey, Al, Fro, El John, thanks for showing up tonight, you guys. Thanks to everyone, all the listeners, for listening to this show. Perspire? You guys have anything to say? Yeah, anyone at Perspire. You guys have anything else to say before we sign off for the night?
No, but yeah, I just want to explain what El John and Al are doing right now. They're using closed fists on top of each other and yanking up and down.
It's shake weight. Shake weight status.
We're shake weights.
So I think because we're the only two guys that are doing it for each other. A little gay. Right. That friendship must be really close.
Hey, it's not gay if you don't look at each other in the eyes.
No. It's not gay if you grunt.
But is it gay if you squeeze harder?
Only it's okay to grunt, not moan.
Well, there you go. That's what it is. That's it. All right, so to everyone listening, you can always email us at perspireshenanigans@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter, Perspire209, or you can find us on our Facebook page, Perspire. Please reach out. Anyone who listens, just go ahead and email us. Let us know what you guys think. Or if you guys have any ideas for next year's kickball event, you know, we're always willing to listen. Be good to humans. Be good to pandas. For the greater good.
For the greater good.
Damn, he just left.
He just did.
Fuck that. No, I don't want to say the greater good.
Fuck that. All right, you guys.
He was never part of the group anyway.